A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, let no one have contempt for your youth, but set an example for those who believe in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Until I arrive, attend to the reading, exhortation, and teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was conferred on you through the prophetic word, with the impositions of hands by the presbyterate. Be diligent in these matters, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to everyone. Attend to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in both tasks, for by doing so you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. The Word of the Lord. Today's reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy reminds us how important teaching and preaching were in the early church. Paul recognized Timothy's great gift in this area and encouraged him to use those gifts for the benefit of his fellow Christians. Today is the feast day of St. Robert Bellarmine, whose dates are 1642 to 1621. He, too, was a great teacher and preacher. A Jesuit who became the Counter-Reformation theologian for Pope Clement VIII. If you've heard of Robert Bellarmine at all, it has probably been in connection to the great and famous Galileo trial, or should I say the infamous Galileo trial. Bellarmine was a man of conscience, and he obeyed the Pope in taking to Galileo his condemnation from the church. But Bellarmine was a very thoughtful theologian. He was famous for two different ideas. Firstly, he felt that doctrinal questions should be considered by theologians, and they should not be solely something that arises from papal authority. Secondly, and most important for today, in terms of science, Bellarmine said many times that if a scientific theory were proved, Scripture had to be interpreted to conform to science. Let me say that again. Scripture must always be interpreted to conform to science. This important idea is very significant to us in our own day, where science has become so important. Firstly, in today's news and on TV, we often hear about false conflicts between science and religion. Broadcasters like to create such conflict to generate a story. But the reality, of course, is that God is a source not only of revelation, but of the laws of science. So if we understand things correctly, there cannot be conflict between science and religion. Secondly, scientific laws are, of course, not made up. They are discovered. They are God's laws that are discovered by human beings. The universe is a trace of our benevolent Creator. And again, for that reason, there cannot be a conflict between science and religion. Thirdly, there is a great danger always of any literal interpretation of Scripture. There's a great tradition in our church of metaphorical interpretations of Scripture also. So again, false conflicts can arise by an incorrect interpretation of Scripture. And indeed, such interpretations often give rise to disrespect for science. And this is very important, because in our scientific age, young people get turned off by churches who disrespect science for reasons that they just don't understand. Fourthly, there's always a danger of what's called the God of the gaps. We dare not use God to fill in the holes of our knowledge in science. Because once science comes along and explains that whole, what happens to God? What happens to religion? It can lead to loss of faith, and therefore, again, a disrespect for science. So again, we should not use God to fill in the holes of our knowledge. Fifthly, and perhaps most importantly, we have to have a great respect for human intelligence. We human beings are made in the image of God. And our human intelligence is important, both in understanding religion and in understanding science. Our intelligence is part of our soul. It should be respected both in science and in religion. So therefore I say again with Robert Bellarmine, Scripture must conform to confirmed scientific laws, not vice versa. We cannot simply change religion, okay, to conform to science in some way. But things in Scripture have to be interpreted, all right, to conform to science. What if we say that? We say that in great humility, because it's important to understand that our human intelligence is a gift from God, and used properly, it can be used to not only understand the world around us through science, but also be used simultaneously to appreciate and praise the God who created those scientific laws. Amen.